Go hard, bro.
In the Tennessee Titans offense, the tight end position plays a major role. One of those players who had a major impact in the 2016 season was Delanie Walker, the two-time Pro Bowler, who led the team in receptions with 65 in 2016. Jim Wyatt, do you think that there's an opportunity for him to do even better in 2017?
I think there's a chance for him to do better, but maybe fewer catches, because you look around at the offense and the new weapons that have been added at the receiver position. Certainly the running game continues to improve, and then obviously another tight end coming in, Jonnu Smith. I think the football could be distributed to more people, but I think because of the attention not having to go to Delanie Walker like we've seen in years past where teams have double-teamed him, I think he catches maybe fewer footballs but makes more big plays in 2017.
What are your thoughts on some of the Titans' blocking tight ends?
Well, it's changed a lot over the years. We've seen Craig Stevens retire. We've seen Anthony Fasano move on to Miami. One guy who's still around is Philip Supernaw. You know, Delanie's a tough, rugged blocker himself. You know, Jonnu Smith, who I mentioned, I think he's got a little bit of a bad rap in college for not having that be a part of his game, but I think he'll prove willing and able to do it as well. A couple other guys to keep an eye on, Jerome Cunningham, who's a sturdy guy himself, Jason Morrow. He's going to have to prove he can be a blocking tight end in order to keep himself in the competition to stick.
You mentioned some of them earlier, but there's a lot of young talent in this tight ends group. Who are you keeping your eye on?
I think Jonnu Smith, you know, the third round pick from Florida International. He's just a natural catcher, as coaches described him from the day he was drafted. He's done that on the field. He's a great athlete. I like his attitude. I mean, he obviously wants to start. He said he wants to be better than Delanie Walker one day, but right now he's learning from him. He realizes he's going to have a role this year that he hopes to build on during the course of the season. But it's been fun to watch him during the offseason. I think when he puts the pads on, he's going to open some eyes.
How do you see the tight end position being utilized in 2017?
I'm curious to see, because, you know, we've talked about a lot of weapons, you know, on this offense, the newcomers. Where will they get their piece? I think they'll get their piece. I think they're going to be making some big plays for this team, starting with Delanie Walker, but I think, you know, certainly you're going to see Jonnu Smith in the mix as well.
How many tight ends do you think will end up making this Titans roster?
I think three with the potential of four. Not too long ago when this team kept five at the start when cuts were made, but I think Delanie Walker, I think certainly Jonnu Smith, Philip Supernaw, and then potentially one more from the Jason Morrow, Jerome Cunningham twosome.
All right, well, that's a look at the Tennessee Titans tight end room. And tomorrow, we're going to stop saying Titans tight ends, and we're going to look at the wide receivers.